Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's it.
We're done. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise, 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 noise.
It's 10 o'clock and time for us to make some history. Kind of. It's the pairing of two men, each with their own individual take on the Atlanta sports scene.
I'll take that.
For the next 4 hours, enjoy what we hope will be a great pairing of sports talk juggernauts. Well, that's what we're hoping for, at least.
Wow, you're handsome.
Durr.
Now, it's Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker.
I'm a first place individual.
And Randy McMichael.
You are that. You are that.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Thursday. My name's Andy Bunker. That's Randy McMichael, who's doing his best to distract himself from the reality.
Oh, no.
Watching
no,
funny
no,
videos no, of Shaquille. No, no, no. But let's come on. Let's be honest.
That's one of the funniest videos ever.
It's a funny video.
When he eats that hot chip.
Great. And, yeah.
But no.
You can't distract yourself from what is happening right now.
Oh,
okay?
No. That was bad. That was
yes,
bad,
it was.
But I tell you, I'm not going to let my sports teams drive me crazy. I will never, ever put curse or anything around anything. I just think they just didn't win, and it was bad. I mean, they got foots put in them. We were talking to bullpen.
Early.
The Cardinals came in here.
So many foots.
They came in here, kicked open the door, used the bathroom in your toilet, didn't flush, left the banana peel on the floor, tipped over your trash can.
Crumbs in your bed.
Crumbs in the bed.
Kissed your wife with an open mouth.
Smacked her. I mean, just put tongue all in her.
And you know what you did about it? Nothing.
Got your butt kicked.
You did nothing.
Nothing.
And, like, there's a lot of things that are frustrating about it. Like, basically all of it is frustrating.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I'm projecting all of the other frustrations onto this one thing. But how do you allow Ronald Acuna to get hit with a pitch intentionally?
Nothing.
Intentionally. And then that pitcher comes up to bat the next inning, and you don't do anything about it. And look, I'm all for advancing past the whatever part of baseball, but I don't think that's even an unwritten rule. I think that's a damn written rule. I'm not talking about hitting guys when they bat flip and celebrate. I think that's stupid. I think that's the wimpiest, wussiest thing you can do,
right?
Superstar, and they do it on purpose. Long, and you're losing runs.
I'm going to fight.
I'm going to punch somebody. I'm sorry.
But my thing, I don't believe in hitting anybody retaliation with the baseball. That's just not how I get
down. With the baseball.
But I'm going to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to fight because here's the thing. They punked the break. They really did.
They did.
They did. And it's unfortunate that happened yesterday, man. I mean, I was so excited. And I don't know why y'all mad at me and Andy. We didn't do that. We didn't go out there and play.
Well, I don't think anybody's really mad at us.
They're upset.
Or
because of
any of that.
Because of our analysis. I mean, we live in Atlanta. Of course we're going to want the Braves to win. But I said this all week. The Cardinals are not going to beat themselves. And they didn't hit a daggone home run. Had 13 runs.
Yeah, that was a big part of the first inning that was frustrating. Like, I've seen bad innings before. That was a historically bad inning. Literally no team in baseball history has ever scored 10 runs in an inning before. So, cool, we made some history yesterday. But I've never seen it like that.
Never.
Yeah, like, you know, you maybe walk a guy, hit a guy, there's a single, they're hitting the ball hard off of you, which they really weren't. They weren't hitting the ball hard off of Fulte at first. And then a grand slam happens.
Yeah.
Or a three-run home run happens. And then a couple more guys get on, and then another home. Like, big chunks.
Yeah.
There was nothing like that. It was death by a thousand cuts. And I'll say this, and people might not want to hear this, and whatever. It probably doesn't matter at all anyway. I don't think Fulte was that bad at the beginning. Now, it got bad very quickly.
It got bad quickly.
But Fulte struck out Dexter Fowler and Brian McCann dropped the ball.
Yes.
Okay? Catch the ball,
B-Mac.
And I know he's retiring, and we'll talk about that at some point, which is, you know, a great career that he's had. But it's not really the time or place to be focusing on that right now. And then the error that Freddie Freeman had at first base.
And he couldn't recover.
Those two things very easily could have changed the tenor of the game. And I know it seems ridiculous.
But it's true.
To talk about a 10-run first inning and a 13-1 loss where they came in and, like you said, just flat punked you for the entire nine innings. But I think it would have been slightly different because, as we know, Fulte has done a much better job throughout this year of dealing with his emotions and getting better at being a little bit tougher and not being a little blank and all of that sort of stuff. But at a certain point, some of that stuff's just hard to overcome. And when your Gold Glove first baseman has a chance to turn a double play in the first inning to get out, oh, whew, all right, good. Wriggled off the hook. Only gave up one run. Now we can regroup and try to get this thing together. And it just spirals out of control like that. Like, there's a lot of people to blame. Basically, everyone's to blame.
That's my thing. But I'm not singling.
People are going to kill Fulton.
They're going to kill Fulton. They're going to kill Freddie. Because Freddie was hurt. We all know he was hurt. And it's always, you know, after something bad happens, oh, he shouldn't have been out there. If he would have played well, then, he's so gritty and grinding. You know what I'm saying? So sure. you really can't win an argument. But, I mean, just overall, this game shouldn't have even been five. You know, they should have, I mean, the Braves should have swept them. They should have won game one. You didn't win game two. You let them off the hook. I mean, when you have a gritty team like that with great veteran leadership, and I'm talking about the Cardinals, they win games like this. They know how to adjust. And they just flat out took it from the Braves. They took it from Atlanta. And again, we got to wait all off season again, get ready for spring training and watch them go through this, you know, this process again, because this is a good baseball team. They're not going to fall off. It's just a fact of when we get back here next year, what's going to happen. And it's going to be the same old story when we get back here next year. They lost 18 straight. I mean, that's what the narrative is going to be, and it should be that until you prove people wrong.
Right, and that's the hard part about it, is because this baseball team is very, very good. And yeah. Freddie Freeman talked about that after the game. We'll let you hear some of the audio coming up in about 15 minutes when we get to what's trending, but he's right. Like, this is a team that had all of the makings to really make a run, and you said it just a minute ago, Randy, should have won game one, should have won game four, very easily could have either swept the Cardinals or won this game won the series in four games. Mm-hmm. Getting to five games in the first place was already a huge loss because of the way that you lost on Monday night. Now, I don't think that they went into the game like defeated because of the way things happened on Monday. I do feel like the Cardinals had a bit more momentum coming into the game. And we both agreed yesterday the Braves were the team with everything to lose, having this game at home, having lost two games in the series the way that they had. All that being said, like, the Braves, in my opinion, and I know they lost the series, are a more talented baseball team than the St. Louis Cardinals.
I mean, but
that's
all well and dandy. All that talent, and you still have nothing to show for it.
Oh, I understand.
And again,
that's what makes it so maddening. Like, last year when you lost to the Dodgers.
They had more talent.
In four. All right, you lost to the Dodgers. You're a young team. We'll be back next year. You should have beat the Cardinals this year. And you know what really sucks about it? Probably could have beat the Nationals, too.
Probably.
Now you got the Nationals against the Cardinals in the NLCS. One of those two teams that you are better than, because you proved it throughout the entire season, is going to go to the World Series, which could have been you, and then they're going to play whoever it might be, the Yankees, whatever, the Astros, it doesn't matter. Like, you get to that point, then you're just kind of enjoying the ride, and hopefully you can figure it out and win some games when you get to the World Series. But you're right. Now we have to sit here for another year, and all the great stuff that happened in the regular season.
It was great. Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of great stuff that happens the regular season next year. None of it really matters that much, though, until you actually win a playoff series.
I agree.
It's very frustrating for that to be the reality. Because you can't do that until a year from now, and who knows what the circumstances are going to be there.
It's going to be a long offseason, and there are going to be a lot of questions. There are going to be a lot of movements. This team is going to look completely different as far as, you know, some of the faces that we got to know this year and root for, because you got all these young players that seem like they're ready to go. You got some pitchers that seem like they're ready to go. We don't know what's going to happen with Josh Donaldson. Is he going to be back? I mean, because we've been told Austin Riley's the third baseman in the future. I mean, so many questions. But right now, nobody wants to hear that. Be in pain right now because it does suck.
Do you think $1,000 would make anyone? I mean, it maybe make someone feel slightly better.
Yeah, man, let's give him some loot.
Let's give away $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
chalk. Chalk, C-H-A-L-K, chalk. You have until 10:59 to text chalk to 72881 from your cell phone. That is chalk, message, and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. For complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. Again, the word is chalk.
Yeah, and I agree with everything that you just said, Randy. Like, feel it. Like, be mad about it. The problem is, not a problem, I guess, whatever. The reality is that everyone's really familiar with this.
Yeah.
And that's what really sucks.
That stinks. And because I said, I don't believe in curses, and I will not make myself believe that this was the Atlanta curse. It seems like, I mean, I won't argue with you if you say it is one. Because everything is being proven.
It's a hard argument against, other than you don't believe in curses.
That's me.
Right?
I don't believe in them.
I don't either.
But,
and I think here's why I don't like the curse argument. Because it sort of excuses
bad play,
the individuals that made the mistakes,
right,
the individuals that led to the losses. Like, I'm sorry, but it wasn't a curse that made Freddie Freeman miss that ball yesterday. Right. Freddie Freeman just had a dog bleep series.
It wasn't
all series long.
You said it wasn't a curse that Kyle Shanahan was an idiot.
No, he's just an egomaniac and wouldn't change his ways.
Exactly.
It's not a curse that Georgia gave up that pass in overtime. It was just bad coaching and bad defense. Like, it wasn't, I mean, it's easy to use that blanket statement and say this is what's going on and that's why it's going on. And maybe it makes you feel better. I don't know. I don't know why it would. Like, if you really believe there's a curse, then stop being a fan of the teams. What's the point? You know what I mean? Like, if you're cursed and nothing good is ever going to happen for them, then what's the point of actually rooting for them? You know what I mean? Because obviously there isn't one. But like you said just a minute ago and like you said before the show, on days like today and nights like last night,
right,
when you saw what happened,
right,
it's hard to argue against.
It's hard.
It's hard to come up with a convincing argument that is in the other direction. Because if it was like a court case and somebody was a lawyer,
right,
and their job was to present evidence that there's a curse against Atlanta sports,
they got a lot of evidence.
They do,
and we're going to talk about this a lot today, man. But I mean, the unfortunate part about it is that you played so well, and there was an excitement. But I think the excitement was more from people like me. And I think the angst from people that, you know, how we were talking on the show yesterday, there were a lot of nervous people in that stadium.
Well, yeah.
Because they've been there. They know the history of this city, this area. And so I think it was more nervous people in there than people of me being optimistic. I think you were waiting for something bad to happen. Unfortunately, it happened so early.
Again, that had nothing to do with the team losing
at all.
The fans are allowed to feel however they want to feel. And I think a lot of people's nerves were some of the baggage that was coming into the game yesterday. That wasn't like all of why I was nervous, though. I was nervous because it was a game five of an elimination. It was an elimination game that you didn't need to be in.
I get that part.
That's what I was nervous about. See,
that's what you were nervous about. But there were more people nervous about, damn, here we go again. I mean, and those people, you know, again, those other people, mainly the people who talk about the curse, they were like waiting for something bad to happen. Fortunately, it happened bad, and, you know, you couldn't, you know, some people didn't even get in the parking lot. Some people didn't get in the parking lot yet. Some people didn't get in the stadium yet, and the game is over.
The only good thing from my perspective is we decided not to go.
Right.
We pulled the audible and decided to stay home and watch it. And with one out in the first inning, when Mike Foltynewicz was out of the game and Max Fried was coming in and walking people, I was pretty happy that I was at my house because the booze was free there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about yesterday, my wife's a lifelong diehard Braves fan.
She is.
It was was making some bourbon cocktails after the first inning last night. You got to do what you got to do, man.
You do, man.
You got to get through it.
I told you, I was sitting there like, wow, this ain't happening. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it did happen.
It happened.
It happened. And you got.
It sure did.
You got stole on.
Yeah, you did.
And then, I mean, I saw the video that the Cardinals made. Damn right I would have made it. I can't even take your lunch.
Yeah, the manager's not wrong.
Give me that.
I don't like that happened, but he's not wrong.
Give me your satchel.
Good Lord, man. Why? Why does it always have to happen like this? We'll come back and get to what's trending. We'll let you hear some of what the guys had to say after the game yesterday. Freddie Freeman blamed himself, and I can't argue with him. Joe Patrick's going to join us at 10:40 as well for a little bit of retrospective. He was in the clubhouse last night, get his take on what happened. So don't go anywhere. Just another day in Atlanta sports.
Damn,
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I would describe it as we failed. We had a really good team. A team good enough to go all the way. And that's pretty much how I feel right now.
Yeah, there you have it from Freddie Freeman last night after the game. I mean, the words that he said, certainly, a lot of people agree with. The general emotion that he said them with, I think everybody agrees with. That's just a sad dude right there.
Yeah.
And he should be.
He should be.
He should be sad. I mean, it is a failure. It's a failure that this team is not going further in the playoffs. When you win 97 games and have the amount of talent that this team has. And the problem is, I mean, the frustrating thing is, I still think they're going to be good next year, of course. A lot of the core pieces of this team are going to be around for a long time. It's going to be a really different team next year.
Oh,
You're just not going to have all, and for better in some cases, probably, but it's impossible to have all of the key pieces back next year that you had this year. And, you know, it's a bummer because it was a fun team to watch all season long, and there was high expectations for them, and they should have gone further in the playoffs. And like Freddie said, they failed.
They did. They did fail because the expectation was the World Series. And I do know that the National League is going to be better, but that's not my problem. I don't care about the National League. I worry about my Braves, and I think they're going to be in a position to contend again next year, even though I know the other teams are going to upgrade, teams are going to lose guys, add players, all that. I get that. But this was a golden opportunity, and then the damn Nationals win, which was crazy. And I kept telling you, just be careful.
No, you were right.
Be careful about that series.
You were right.
I mean, but still, I mean.
I wasn't expecting the Dodgers to collapse the way they did.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't expecting a lot of stuff, man. And you know, yesterday when you were talking, I was upbeat about it because I wanted them to win. I wanted to believe that they could do it. And I believed that they could do it. I wasn't going to go with the whole, man, I wasn't going to have that doubt in my heart about this team.
Yeah.
All right, and I still won't. I still won't. But at the same time, I give credit to St. Louis. They did their thing, man. That when they needed plays, their big-time guys, they made the plays. When they're big three, they're three, four, five hitters or whatever, when they needed plays, they made it. And then you sit it down and you give the ball to the best pitcher, you know, in the second half of the season in baseball, and he does his thing. But he really didn't have to do his thing.
It didn't matter, yeah. I mean, Flaherty was such a non-factor in the game yesterday.
They made a defensive change in the first inning, Andy. Right. I mean, if anything, I got to go fight him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they took Matt Carpenter out and moved Tommy Edman to third base.
I got to fight him for that, man. But, I mean, that was
I was surprised they left Flaherty in the game as long as they did. What's the point? Keep him fresh. Let him rest the arm going into the NLCS. Like, I don't know what the point is of having him out there. And look, they really risked it. Like, I know that Mike Schilt is going to get a lot of credit today nationally and in St. Louis for that postgame speech and all that kind of stuff. Like, he made a pretty risky, you can't call it a mistake now because it doesn't matter, but like, when Flaherty hit Acuna, which was intentional.
Right.
And if I'm a member of the Braves, I'm going to retaliate to
I can't do that. But
I'm going to fight him.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to throw him. No, I'm
saying. But a lot of people would have thrown at him.
I'm coming out the dugout.
They put him up to bat.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Look, I'm with you. I don't like retaliating with throwing fastballs at people. That's weak. Go fight him. If you want to fight, fight, okay? Like, I think fighting's dumb, too.
Yeah.
But if you want to fight, go ahead and do it. Like, don't tiptoe around it and throw baseballs at people. Go out there and throw hands.
Yeah.
I was surprised, A, that he put his pitcher in that position, where I thought he was going to get plunked, and then B, that he didn't. The Braves didn't do anything about it. Not only did they come in your house and put 10 runs on you in the first inning and put their feet on your couch and eat all your leftovers and kiss your wife on the mouth and take a dump in your toilet and not flush, you didn't do anything about it.
Leave the screen door open.
You went and sprayed Febreze behind them and asked them if they needed anything to drink.
I mean, it's unexplainable. And I know, you know, we have the debate, and I know Mike Conte put the poll up, would you rather get blown out or lose a close game? Man, losing is losing, all right, in my opinion. I mean, I don't care how you get it. Losing is losing.
Yeah.
And I won't be crazy to equate this to Super Bowl loss because it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. It's so no then, comparison.
Because losing isn't losing.
Yeah.
Like, losing is bad.
Yeah.
But there's different levels to it.
Yeah, and I'm talking about you just got your butt handed to you last night. What happened in Houston was a damn disaster.
Sure.
It was
a
collapse.
What sucks about it, though, Randy, is I agree with you, and I think what happened yesterday is maybe a, I don't know, less awful way to lose, if that's possible. It was still embarrassing.
I don't believe that.
But what sucks is they blew it on Monday, so you had both. Like, we're not talking about an either-or. The Braves gave us both, which is very nice of them, to give us a blowout loss in Game 5 and a collapse in Game 4. It's perfect, so we don't have to debate, because we got them both.
The funniest thing, though, is when they put that dude in the game, and I sat there at that bar and just laughed so hard. I was like, are you really just adding insult to injury, Snick, just putting that dude in there?
Yeah.
But it was unbelievable. But, hey.
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Could have put me in there at that point. It didn't make a difference.
It didn't matter. But, yeah, it's going to be a long offseason for guys like Freddie Freeman, man, because, you know, because we love Freddie. He's our superstar. He's our unheralded superstar. But he just didn't show up, and all of it was because of injury. And now because of what happened yesterday, you're going to put that on the injury. But, I mean, if he did – If he made the plays, he's so great. That's our tough guy, but he didn't make the play, so now he's the goat. He's a scapegoat for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a scapegoat or whatever term you want to use. I think Freddie Freeman is, if you're assigning names to why the Braves lost this series, Freddie's atop the list for me. I mean, Freddie didn't get a hit in game 2, 3, or 4 and made a massive error in the first inning of game 5. Like, Freddie Freeman did not help the baseball team in this series.
No, he didn't. But
crazy.
I look at Snick. You remember I had reservations about starting
Dallas
Keuchel. Had a reservation.
Well, that's a fair criticism
But I understood about the whole Soroka on the road. I got all that. But I'm still saying I'm still going to start him. I don't care. He's my best pitcher.
Here's the thing about Soroka on the road. If you started him in game 1, he would have pitched game 4 on the road. Like, that's the thing. Now, again, I can't sit here and nitpick that one. I mean, I can.
I
but
can.
I put my hand up and say that I agreed with Snitker and the decision that he made. I wonder, though, how the decision was made. Was it Brian Snitker saying, he's my veteran, mm-hmm. I'm putting him in that situation, he's on this team to be in that situation?
Right.
Or is there other factors? Like, we paid a whole bunch of money to get him here, and you can't pay $13 million to get a guy in the middle of the season from an ownership group that doesn't like to spend money and then not use that guy as your number one pitcher. Like, I want financial decisions.
Oh,
I
mean, they play a big part
of sports,
man.
There's a reason Devontae Freeman's getting all the carries for the Falcons, and it's not because Devontae Freeman's awesome right now. It's because Devontae Freeman makes the most money. Like, I think sometimes money makes decisions for sports teams. I just wonder if that's what happened.
I don't know. I mean, he's been there, done that, and we're trying to justify it, you know, because he's been there, done that, and all that. But, I mean, he wasn't that same pitcher when he did that, done that.
No,
he wasn't the same guy. But, I mean, I don't want to pass out individual blame. I'll just say, you know, Freddie didn't play well. He did not. He was atrocious. And a lot of it, and as the leader of that team, he did the right thing. He did put it on him because it kind of was. Freddie, you turned that double play in the first quarter. Right. I mean, first inning, you got something different going on. But
or get one hit in game three or four, or in game four, and you don't have a game five.
And he had two hits yesterday.
He did.
Yeah.
Four. He had four hits in the series, two in game one and two in game five. Both of them all of them unimpactful hits.
Yeah.
when you know, they're down 10-0. Yeah. Cool.
All right.
And I know he hit a home run in the ninth inning in game one, and that was great, and it was exciting, and it pulled him within one run. But look, he wasn't himself. I wouldn't be surprised at all to find out in the next week or so that he's having something done to that elbow to get those bone spurs taken care of, which is, I think, exactly what he should do. You know who else I'm worried about is somebody who, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about yesterday because the story was going to be amazing if Mike Foltynewicz went out there and won the game yesterday, given everything that he had been through. But instead, he did what he did, and he said this after the game.
I'm very embarrassed for all this hard work for this team to do. Veterans, rookies, all of us guys, for it to come down to this, not even give our team a chance before they even get the bat, it's just tough. So, you know, it's just, I got one out, couldn't tell you what happened out there. Just put everybody in a bad spot. Maxie to come in and, you know, try to clean that up, but just put everyone in a bad spot.
You just hope that it doesn't undo the confidence that he had built back up in himself.
Oh, I think it did.
It kind of seems like maybe.
And it's unfortunate. But that's what the offseason's for, to recoup, go to Club Med with you and your old lady and your boy and try and figure this out, man.
That's a long offseason.
It's a long offseason.
He got one out.
One.
And you know how he got it? It was a sacrifice bunt. The only out that he got in the elimination game was an intentional out that the other team allowed him to get.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe he forgot his bracelet. I don't know. I mean, because I know mine is in the trash
can somewhere. Yeah,
I'm not
wearing
mine. Yeah, mine's in the trash can somewhere, man.
Now, I don't know that. Was he a little blank last night?
I mean,
I don't think he really was.
For you not to be able to bounce. I mean, of course, bad stuff happens all the time throughout the game, and it can affect people differently. And it does affect people differently when you're a part of the problem. But, dog, sometimes you just got to buckle down, man. It's just like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike.
We'll talk to Joe Patrick. He was in the locker room after the game yesterday, coming up in about 10 minutes. You know what I think will make people feel better? Matt Ryan's voice.
You sure?
I think it's all 11 of us doing our job for four quarters. As you know, there's been, like you said, there's been some good things, too. I mean, there's been times where we moved the ball really effectively and been able to score points, you know, but we haven't been able to put a complete game together where for four quarters we've played consistent football, you know, that way for the entire game. And that's got to be our mindset, is have a week of practice that gives us the best chance to be consistent for four quarters.
Yeah, you know, the silver lining of the Braves season being over is now we get to really focus all our energy back on the Falcons.
Oh,
that's nice.
All of it.
Perfect. Yeah. You know who they play is the Cardinals.
Yeah.
It's just a week of playing the Cardinals. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully Sunday doesn't go the way last night went.
I figured it. Hey, 2019 Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and Quicken Loans. Get the most games right each week for a shot to win $1,000. Score the best for the entire season, and you can win a trip to Miami for the big game weekend. And, damn, you can win
$5,000. $5,000?
Get signed up today on the contest page at 92ondthegame.com. Jeez. And be in Miami.
We're just playing heartbreak songs today, huh? Damn. All right.
I thought we were supposed to be helping.
We're helping. I think we're feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Uh-huh.
We got to all feel it together. We'll see how Joe Patrick's feeling next. You think he's smoking, Joe?
No!
I know he's not soaking, Joe. He might be sulking, Joe? We'll find out. Joe Patrick next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't know. Stuff happens fast. It seemed like I was just trying to make my pitches as best as I could, and you know, they're just putting the ball in play. You know, it's spots we just couldn't get to. Not much to say. I got one out.
All I can ever be to you is the darnest that we know.
What's ready on 92.9 The Game? Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Playing sad songs today.
Sad songs.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to an NFL no huddle. Before we do that, though, Joe Patrick going to join us and, again, try to help us work through what happened last night. That was the voice of Mike Foltynewicz talking after the game and saying that things just kind of happened quickly. I wonder from your perspective, Joe, during that 26 minutes where everyone's world was ending, what was that like? Like, what were you thinking in the press box during that 10-run first inning?
It was almost unbelievable. I think it was kind of a surreal moment for everybody up there because of the speed in which it happened. It just seemed like, and it's not like the Cardinals were hitting the ball out of the ballpark, you know. It's not like you had a time during the game where you could really kind of take a breath and kind of take stock of what happened and kind of regroup. It was just hit or walk batter, double, 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 you know, and it was happening on what seemed like almost like successive pitches to different batters. So I think it was just the speed at which it happened, which was just one of the most remarkable things about it. And I think that, you know, Mike Folti did not pitch great. I'm not here to try to defend him in that respect. But I did think that the Braves got just a little bit unlucky. The Cardinals put the bat on the ball, and it just happened to not they hit the ball where the Braves weren't. And that just so happened to happen, you know, several times in a row in that inning, and things just unraveled very, very quickly. But it was a surreal moment in the press box for sure.
Oh, I bet it was. I know everybody up there, probably Joe, was looking at each other like, did that just happen? Like a lot of us were.
Yeah.
And just some news that came out after the game was the Brian McCann retirement, which I think a lot of us are not surprised by. What was the mood like after that announcement was made?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody kind of thought that this was something that could be coming, and I think the most surprising thing about it was just the fact that he decided to let everybody know free and clear right there that was going to be his decision. That
right.
It was, you know, he didn't hold off and kind of delay it for a time where he could announce it or something like that. That he just kind of told the media. And you know, I had a moment of just kind of reflecting back when I was standing there in the scrum, just thinking about back to when I was in high school and watching him play at Turner Field with the Braves. And you know, it's just kind of reflect when you hear those words come out of his mouth. You just think about your own life and your own experience kind of being around this team. If you live in the city, I mean, you know who Brian McCann is. He's a kid who grew up here. He's kind of your quote-unquote homegrown guy. And he holds a place in every Braves fan's heart. And I think that that's kind of what makes it so tough to see him go out in this way is just the fact that everyone here loves him so much and that he went out in such kind of a disastrous game like the Braves had.
Joe Patrick joining us here, our 92.9 The Game Braves reporter. He's been with us all season long, and unfortunately the Braves season comes to an end last night in catastrophic fashion. We talked, I think, was it Tuesday, Joe,
yep,
about the potential story of Mike Foltynewicz, and I thought you wrote a really interesting piece on the website as well, just like what the story could be, and we were thinking about it from an optimistic standpoint. Kind of the opposite happened, and I'm with you. I thought Folti was okay yesterday. There was a lot of other things that went against him, errors and dropped third strikes and stuff like that. He was devastated after the game. There's no doubt about it. Like, are you concerned that what happened last night could undo some of the confidence that he had built back up throughout the last couple months of the season?
Yeah, I am concerned that could potentially happen. I think that the silver lining on this is that it happened and the season's over. So it's not like he has to go out and pitch again in 5 days. And I think that that's one of the reasons he was so emotional after the game was because the season was on the line and that, you know, his performance in that game was one of the reasons why the Braves aren't going to be playing on Friday. But I hope he can rebound. You know, sometimes these things can really take a toll on you when you have to sit on them for a whole year. Some guys would prefer to get out there in another 5 days and try to, you know, wash that stench off of them. So I think it's going to be a difficult offseason for him psychologically, but I think that because of what he's been through this year, I think that's really going to help him bounce back. I think that he's experienced being resilient. And he talked about, you know, he's grown up this year a lot, not just on the mound, but off the mound as well. And I think that that experience of what he's gone through will serve him well because the Braves are going to be relying on him. I mean, he's going to be one of the top two starters for the Braves next year if he's the same guy that we saw in the second half of this season. So it's on the Braves to try to build him back up to be that guy. And if he is, he's going to be one of the best one or two starters in baseball. But, you know, it's all about how he can handle those situations.
And just a few minutes ago, Joe, it comes down to the Phillies have fired their manager and everything. And I think a lot of people saw that coming. What do you think is the prospects for the Braves going in the future with Brian Snicker?
You know, yeah, there was obviously a lot of people on Twitter last night were wanting to blame Snicker. And certainly he's not. You know, he's not faultless here. I think that he made decisions that you can rightly criticize. Specifically, Mike Soroka only getting one start in his postseason series, who was your best pitcher throughout the season. I think that you can rightly criticize him for that. There's obviously been quibbles with some of the players he brought onto the postseason roster as well. But overall, this series and the series was not on the back of Brian Snicker. The series was on the back of the guys in the middle of the order who didn't hit. I mean, this team came into the game last night with four hits with runners in scoring position in four games in the series. Like that's just unacceptable. And you're not going to win a postseason series when your order performs like that. So I think that these guys play for Brian Snicker. They like playing, you know, they like playing for him. I think he's the right guy for this. Again, you can criticize managers all the time because the decision tree in baseball is kind of simple. It's like A or B, and if A doesn't work, then you can always criticize them for not going with option B. But, yeah, I mean, I think that all you can ask for from a baseball manager is for players to play for him, and I think that Brian Snicker has these guys, you know, as a well-knit group in the clubhouse, so I don't see him going anywhere.
If Ronald Acuna was hit on purpose last night, which it seemed like he was, why was there no reaction from the Braves? Why did nothing happen there?
Yeah, you know, that's something that I think a lot of us were curious to know, but it just to ask about something like that, that was a bit trivial after the game, was just not really kind of it was not appropriate, I think, for people to be asking about that. But I think it is something that, you know, it's something to note for sure. And Acuna, to his own credit, he kind of downplayed the situation himself just when he was asked about it, just saying that he wasn't bothered about it, you know, after the game. He was just kind of sad. But it does kind of raise your eyebrow based on what happened this series. And you hate to see it because Ronald Acuna was the one guy that you can say showed up in this Braves batting order. You know, he carried this team. Without them, without him performing the way he did, it's probably a much uglier series for the Braves. So, yeah, hopefully those men's are healed by the time next season rolls around.
Joe, we appreciate it, man.
Smoking Joe.
Great work all season long, and thanks for coming on with us as many times as you did. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Joe, take it easy.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
It's like the last day of school.
I'm going to fight.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, meet me across the street.
So sad.
Yeah, I mean, but
when are we going to talk to Joe again? You know what I mean?
Like, man. Oh, Jahi. Yeah. I love the song. Yeah. I mean, you got people out here like in their car like, turn it off.
I think there's a lot of people that feel that way today.
Yeah, man. It's heartbreaking, man. These sports, man, they drain you.
Ugh. We'll come back and talk about some NFL football. How's that sound? Including the Falcons, who are practicing in Arizona this week. They had practice yesterday. We'll get into that and everything else going on in the NFL to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. College Football Corner coming up at 11:20 as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.